Hi everyone, it's Friday, 6 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
What's going on, Michelle?
Nothing. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I work so hard at WFMU.
Oh yeah, I'm so sorry that you're so tired, Michelle.
Oh, you're mean, Franny.
Okay, I can't do this. I just laughed in the middle of my little skit. I totally made that up. Guys, Michelle is using the restroom currently, and I'm here alone in the studio with a microphone, and I didn't know what else to do. And now I really don't know what to do. So I'll announce the topic. Today's topic is, what's your personal hell? And the phone number is 201-209-9368. You can call us there and tell us what your personal hell is. You can also join the playlist community, comments community, by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments. Like, hello, Michelle.
I heard you in the other room. Why did you do me like Mickey Mouse-ish?
I don't know. I could
because I wasn't like, it's not like that.
I wasn't saying that your voice was like, I just, that was just my like other person voice.
Hi, I'm Michelle.
Yeah.
Like Mickey Mouse.
And then you were complaining about how tired you were. Did you hear that part?
No, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. And how hard you work at FMU.
That is true.
Yeah. But then I kind of didn't know what else to say.
One good thing about working here is I've fast-tracked our shirts into production.
Nice. I like that.
So, and this is going to be like the pizza shirt. So if you want your shirt, you better get it now. You can still pledge.
So there's probably people who have pledged to our show since the marathon ended, and we would just like to give one big thank you hug to everyone who has pledged to our show, to any show, to WFMU.
One blanket hug.
One blanket hug.
One wet blanket hug.
One wet blanket hug.
Thanks to everybody. There's just so many people to thank, and apologies if we missed you, but thank you very much for supporting our show and the station. I almost just burped.
Ew, Michelle!
You can't fake me out again that time.
Damn it, that was so perfect.
Once is enough. I think there's a new mic here. Does it sound different?
No.
You got a new little cover for yours. It's pretty.
Maybe they just switched them by mistake.
No. This sounds more like echoey and scratchy. Did you give out the phone number? Yeah. Adjust the mood lighting. Should I fix that clock?
I thought Bryce fixed it.
Fixed. It's an art project now, and I don't know if Ken will be thrilled about that.
Bryce fixed the clock in the main studio by taping, what are those called?
Hands?
Taping hands onto it, so now you can't actually tell what time it really is.
Well, it's
is.
Broken, so instead of
it's broken anyway?
Yeah, it doesn't move.
When did it break?
Not sure.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. Because the way the little second hand is going up and down on the 8 is driving me crazy.
Oh my god, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Yeah. Let's pretend
it's like a heartbeat.
Yeah, it is. Should I put a new battery in it?
No, leave it. I want to take a picture of it.
All right.
I almost was about to say 800-989-9368.
There you go. Leftover.
201-209-9368. Call us. Tonight's topic is, what's your personal hell? My personal hell is every man in the world wearing sweatpants.
That's a dream.
That's disgusting. You can see it flapping every time they walk.
I love a man in sweatpants.
Ew. Even when it's like...
No, they have to be wearing underwear.
A bit like...
I like a...
Yeah. In that case, yes. But if they're walking around, they probably don't have that situation happening at the time. And it's like this.
I like it when there's...
Like a hot dog.
When there's underwear involved.
Grody.
My ex-boyfriend used to wear... sweatpants in public, and he looked so cool. I have to say, he really could do it up.
Couldn't you see his junk though?
He wore tighty whities.
So is the problem dudes who wear sweatpants without tighty whities?
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Because then you can see the junk. That's what I hate. I don't want to see that junk in a sweatpant. I don't think I want to see it at all, but I definitely don't want to see it in a sweatpant.
Don't tell your boyfriend you don't want to see it.
He doesn't wear sweatpants. He wears long johns. That's hot.
I like tidy whiteys.
I've never seen them in tidy whiteys.
What's the topic?
Tonight's topic is, what's your personal hell? We have a full board, so that means I have to answer it.
Okay, don't expect much.
From them or from you?
Both.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing, ladies?
Hello.
My personal hell is, back in high school, I went out for wrestling, and we needed to buy an athletic supporter, and I got the wrong size. So every time I sneezed, I would talk like this.
Wait, what?
And I ended up buying orthopedic underwear. So to this day, I still wear orthopedic underwear. And every time I sneeze, I talk like this. And it's very disturbing, and that's my
personal hell. I don't understand why the underwear makes you talk funny.
What's orthopedic underwear?
No, it wasn't the underwear. It's athletic supporter.
What's that mean?
I was, jock strap.
I was damaged. And now to this day, I have to wear orthopedic underwear.
Oh, it damaged him.
Oh.
Oh, so you are literally living a nightmare.
Yeah.
Your
exactly.
life is a living hell.
To this day.
This isn't like a hypothetical.
No, this isn't like...
See? That's exactly how I have to live the rest of my life.
This man's life is
a living hell. Believe me.
Are you married?
Excuse me?
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
You're what? Making this up.
I want to know what orthopedic underwear
I'm not
is like.
Making it up.
He's making it up.
But he tried.
No, I'm the one who called a couple weeks ago and told you my, you had the topic a couple weeks ago. I forgot what it was, but,
Yeah, but your voice wasn't going high a couple weeks ago.
No, I'm married, and this is my personal hell. Believe me.
Okay.
Is he kidding?
I don't like the voices.
I don't know, but that's part of his problem. It's I don't know if he's faking it or not.
He's faking it.
I could bring you in a doctor's note.
A what?
He's faking
it. A doctor's note. If you need a doctor's note, I could prove it.
I don't know if he's faking it, Michelle. Say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Who? I never met him before. He's not my doctor.
He's faking it. Good.
No, I'm
bye.
Not faking it. How can I fake something like this?
Email us your doctor's note.
Orthopedic socks and orthopedic shirts.
No change in tone.
I gotta wear orthopedic underwear.
I believe that part. I just don't believe the part about your voice.
What are you talking about? Why?
You only do it when... yeah.
Like this.
Okay, you only do it when we say we don't believe you.
No patience today for this.
Okay, goodbye. Michelle told me to hang up on you.
Which I rarely do.
Yeah, you rarely do.
So.
You don't like it when I hang up on people.
I don't, but not today. Not today.
Not today!
Not today. What's that from again?
I don't know. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what's your personal hell? Someone on the comments board, I think it was Ken from Hyde Park, called you Michelle Two Mics.
Oh, we killed the hoof and mouth this year. I broke the PA.
You killed that PA.
I killed the PA. The videos are up. Thanks to Ruth for videotaping our bowling situation as well as the hoof and mouth. It's
so
all online.
Fun.
It's all online.
I'm never doing a stunt again. We're only doing things to Ken from now on.
I don't like stunt radio.
Me either. It's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
201-209-9368.
Isn't this embarrassing enough?
Yes, actually. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. This is Anthony from Florida.
You almost said girls.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You almost called us girls.
I know. I called myself.
That's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's nice that you... stopped yourself. It was cute.
Okay, go ahead with your story.
My personal hell would be all the entertainment in the world is provided by one either Jennifer Lawrence
I love
or
her.
Taylor Swift. Every movie is a Jennifer Lawrence movie, and I'm talking like a mother type Jennifer
Oh,
Lawrence.
God, did you see that movie?
Yes, but she was in one
was
of my
the
favorite
worst
movies.
Thing I've ever seen.
What movie is that?
The dancing one.
What's the dancing one?
Where she's crazy and she dances.
Silver Lining Playbook?
Yeah.
That's one of your favorite movies?
It's one of my guilty pleasures.
What's your other guilty pleasure, Michelle?
Which one?
The Voice.
Shh.
Oops. I agree with Taylor Swift, but I like Jennifer Lawrence.
I could watch her do just about anything. Is this Anthony the lawyer from Florida?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony the lawyer from Florida. I think I'm drunk.
Already?
Someone gave me whiskey.
You drank that?
Just this much.
Ugh, Francine.
I'm sorry. Have a good one.
Bye, Anthony.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so do you want to know about my personal hell?
Yep.
Okay, I don't know if I'll be censored, but my personal hell is chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery 19 years ago for late-stage colorectal cancer. And now my personal hell is just going for an exam. That's it.
Do you mean an exam back there?
A rectal exam.
Yes.
You can say that, right?
I think so.
Yes, you can. And it's Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. So I guess I'm also going to do a public service announcement.
We do PSAs here.
All right. They need a colonoscopy to go get it.
I've gotten a colon.
How often are you supposed to get one of those?
If you're, well, see, I was diagnosed at 48, so I don't fit, age 48, so I don't fit the
normal profile.
I guess the age schema, but I think 50 years old.
More men than women, though, right?
Yeah, but.
What if it runs in your family, though?
I've gotten a bunch of colonoscopies.
I've had one.
If it runs in your family, you need to do it earlier, 10 years. Say if your relative had colon cancer at age 48, doctors would tell you to get a colonoscopy at age 38. If you're African American, the baseline is age 45.
What's your name, sister?
My name's Deborah.
Deborah, you're on the list. You might win a free T-shirt. Listen at the end of the hour.
Okay. That's very exciting. Thank you.
We hope you're healthy.
Yes. Have a good one.
I am. 19 years going.
Good.
Bye.
Good. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
That was good. See, not every call has to be silly.
We do have to do more public service announcements.
I love doing those.
I know you do. We have to do more coming
Okay,
up.
Let me know when you need a new one.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Don't forget, our favorite call of the night gets a free T-shirt. And you can call us, or you can leave a comment at WFMU.org. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. How you doing? It's Tom from the meetup.
What's
up, Tom?
What's up?
Oh, nothing. I'm just hanging out. It's Friday. I'm happy. Are
you always going to be Tom from the meetup forever?
No, I don't have to be. I can be whatever you want me to be.
Oh.
Tom from the meetup is fine.
What?
Tom from the meetup will be fine.
That's fine, right?
Yeah.
I was just asking, like, maybe you're not Tom from the meetup anymore. Now maybe you're just Tom.
There's too many Toms. We won't know.
I don't think I'm that special,
I guess.
So
his voice
is
different.
Give myself a moniker.
Okay, I like it, Tom from the meetup.
All right. Well, you want to know what my personal hell is?
Yes, please.
I am my own personal hell.
We knew we were going to get a lot of that.
That's deep. I didn't even think of that.
You didn't?
No.
Really? You didn't think of that?
Not even for a second.
You know what I'm talking about. I have a whole staff that keeps me together on my own personal hell.
What do you mean that didn't even occur to you?
Didn't even occur to me.
What?
I can't tell if that's good or
scary. Does that mean I'm, like, really normal?
No, it means you're probably, like, a sociopath.
What? You love calling me a sociopath.
I actually really do enjoy calling you a sociopath.
I know. I'm not a sociopath. I have empathy.
But I enjoy calling you one.
You can call me one. I don't care what you call me. But, yeah, it never occurred to me.
Oh, my God. I had a friend who used to be like, I don't care what you call me. Just don't call me late for dinner. You would laugh every time.
I love that. I'm going to start saying that.
It's such a corny joke.
It's so good. Oh, that's so good.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Wait, what was I saying? Yeah, Tom, Michelle is horrified because I said it didn't occur to me that someone would call and say they were their own personal hell.
Oh, yeah, Michelle knows what I'm talking about, too.
Well, maybe I know that.
Maybe it's just depressed people.
I've been depressed in my life.
I have to deal with that.
But you haven't struggled with chronic depression.
I have.
Yeah.
In college.
Well, then it's weird you don't know.
I guess it's just been so long.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Lucky you. Must be nice.
Look who's talking.
Must be nice.
Look who's talking.
What is that supposed to mean?
Whatever.
Well,
you're so happy. Don't act like you're depressed.
A face mask to breathe.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What is he talking about?
A face mask?
Not sure.
Well, yeah, that sounds horrible, Tom.
Well, I'm my own worst nightmare, or whatever it is. What are we talking about?
Everyone kind of is their own worst nightmare.
Yeah, totally.
Nightmare, hell, whatever. You got it.
All right, Tom.
I know it, and I accept it.
He's still talking.
Okay,
Tom from the meetup.
Goodbye.
Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Show's almost over. Two calls in.
What are you talking?
6:20.
You don't know what time it is.
The clock's broken, and I don't know what to do about it, but I feel like I am supposed to do something. What happened?
Robin says, is someone who enjoys calling someone a sociopath a sociopath? Yes.
No, I'm not a sociopath.
Yes.
What did you do this about?
This one. Anthony from Florida says, Franny is not a sociopath. She has empathy. She just hides it. Whatever. How long is it going to take them to realize I'm the nice one in this equation?
No, you're not the nice one, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either of us is the nice one.
I mean, one of us has to be nicer than the other.
No.
You think neither of us are nice?
No, I wouldn't say that if someone had to describe either of us in 10 words, nice would be one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know that I would even want nice.
That's what
to
I was going to say. In college, if anyone called me
nice,
I'd
be
like,
worst compliment ever.
Means
like,
boring.
That means you're boring. Yes.
If that's the first thing someone has to say about you, then you're boring AF.
Oh my God. Did I ever tell you about how I read my boyfriend's journal once? And he said in his journal that I was fun.
What? You oh did tell God. Me this.
It was fun.
Why did you read his journal?
Because I'm an awful person. I don't know, because I'm a sociopath. It said I was fun, outgoing, and cool. And then that's when I worked
did
at Newsweek.
Did you break up with him?
I worked at Newsweek, and when I went to work the next day, I went to the editor. He's my friend, and I told him, and he was like, oh, you got to dump him.
Why?
And I was like, right? And he was like, yeah, that's awful.
What was it?
Fun, outgoing, and cool. Basically nothing important.
You're right. That is nothing important.
That's like, yeah. You basically just said you like hanging out with me.
I'm surprised he called you cool.
Oh my God.
Just kidding.
Listen, I'll have you know.
Oh, you'll have me know what?
That someone who is worried about being cool is not cool.
That was a joke because we've had a bigger joke about this.
Wait, when I got you your birthday card, I was with Andy, and there was some card that said something about being cool. And he was like, get this one. But then it was like for a dude. Like it said,
I'm like a dude.
And I was like, well, it's for a guy. Should I still get it? And he was like, I don't know. But then I saw the motorcycle.
That was a nice card. Thank you.
It's funny. 201-209-9368. What's your own personal hell? Could it be this show?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
It must be for some people.
It's gotta be. I met someone during the... I didn't tell you this. You know Dumpling Day where those people all come and they make dumplings? They're like these artist people. It's like two or three. Yeah, it's awesome. And they all sit around the table.
No, I didn't know this was a thing.
So they're artists. They're like only a little bit older than us. And this lady, I think her name was Amy, comes up to me and she's like, so, I hate your show, but I listen to it anyway.
Then you don't hate it, Amy.
No, and I said, I hate it too. A lot of people do. And I said, tons of people hate listen to it, not to worry about
do
it.
Do you think lots of people hate listen?
I think lots of people start as hate listeners.
And then they come around.
Yeah. I was a hate listener when I first started listening to it.
I know, Michelle. You said, that should be my show. Right? Is that the story?
Then I secreted.
Look at you now.
Puppet master, baby.
Now you're my boss.
Not really.
You kind of are.
But you're a volunteer.
So you're not any of the DJ's bosses?
Well, kind of.
Yeah, you're kind of my boss. Oh my God, I just saw the twinkle in your eye.
Oh, there wasn't.
There's a little bit of a wait, she's right. That was funny. 201.
There was a faraway look.
I'll have you know, Ken is my boss. Actually, Ken isn't even my boss. I don't have a boss.
Okay, no one's the boss of you, right?
Yeah, no one's the boss of me.
It's Freeform Radio, baby. No one's the boss of anyone.
201-209-9368. What's your own personal hell? That's a funny story, though.
Which one?
But the lady who said to you, so, I listened to your show, but I hate it.
She's a badass.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how you doing?
What's up?
Oh, is that a bad?
What? Okay,
said under a wet rug.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hey, Michelle. Scott.
Hey, Scott.
What's up?
I'm chilling.
How are you?
I'm in hell.
What is your hell?
Well, I've been home from prison now for 3 months.
Uh-huh.
I have an 8 o'clock curfew. I have to be in every night at 8 o'clock. right? So it's really easy. If you want to see me, you just come on over after 8 o'clock. I have to be here. And in the 3 months that I've been home, only one of my old friends has stopped by, and that was to drop off my stuff.
Why? You're not friends with them no more?
I think it's because, well, the party's over.
Yeah, right. The party
like
ended.
Everyone grew up?
No, trust me. They didn't grow up.
Oh.
If I was, like, smoking weed and drinking...
They'd be
like
there. He grew up.
Here.
Yeah, you grew up.
They don't want to hang out because you can't do drugs and party anymore?
Probably.
Do you have to wear one of those... What are those things called?
An ankle bracelet?
Yeah, I've always wanted one of those.
No, I don't have one of those.
Well, they're not your friends anyway then, Scott.
That's what I'm saying.
What are you, like, a weird mom?
No, I'm a cool mom.
They're not your friends anyway, Scott.
It's true.
You tell them they have nothing in their pants.
That's right.
No, but they just wanted my weed and my whatever I was drinking that night.
Hennessy. What were you drinking?
So how do you make new friends?
You can't at our age.
Well, I got my coworker is really cool.
That's good.
We chill all day long, have a good time.
That's fun.
Got a buddy that I go to the gym with. Cool. He's been really cool helping me out, taking me around.
Nice.
Do you miss your prison friends?
Oh, yeah. Do you miss your prison friends?
Some of them, absolutely, I do.
Do you get to talk to them or no?
I'm not allowed to.
You're not allowed to? That's so sad.
No, I'm not allowed to associate with anybody with a known criminal record.
Oh.
Well, how are you even supposed to know who has a criminal record?
Well, if I know they have a criminal record, like somebody who's in prison, then I definitely can't talk to them. But, like, you know, if I didn't know that, you know, I meet somebody and I don't know they have a criminal record, that's fine.
Right.
This is a lot of rules and it's stressing me out.
It is. It's crazy.
It's like a lot of rules.
Would you rather be in prison? No.
No. How much pizza have you eaten since your release?
Oh, a whole bunch.
What about ice cream?
I'm not really an ice cream kind of guy.
My new favorite thing is
root beer floats.
Soft serve. Oh. Soft serve that you make yourself.
How do you make soft serve?
No, like the 16-handle situation, where you put all the junk on it.
When the hell did you turn into a normie?
I eat 16 handles.
And you watch The Voice, and you have a full-time job, and you're kid-friendly.
Yep.
Who are you?
Look at her go.
I miss my old Michelle, my dark Michelle.
She's in here somewhere, don't worry.
I'm going to get her out.
She'll F this whole thing up somehow. Don't you worry.
All right, Scott, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
I'm getting 16 handles tonight.
Ew. Hi, you're on the Hi, you're on the radio.
It's good.
I don't like yogurt.
I like frozen yogurt.
I don't think I like frozen yogurt.
I like Froyo. It's delicious.
Yo, are you on the radio or not?
I am.
Hi.
I was listening to you guys talk about yogurt.
Do you like frozen yogurt?
It's not yogurt. It's frozen yogurt.
I don't know.
What about soft serve? What about just soft serve?
Ice cream.
I prefer soft serve to hard ice cream. It's true.
I like soft foods.
Eat soft serve, but I just don't like frozen yogurt.
Well,
it's just like, yuck.
Chemically, what?
I don't know. It's just like curdled
milk.
But
what if when you get to put all the brownies
like
in?
I'll
like,
I'll eat it every now and then, but like, I never want it.
But yeah, but what if you don't,
it's like
chocolate, not like
it's
banana.
Like
not like banana.
I'm not going to get banana. I'll get like vanilla and put chocolate on it, but it's like it's bitter.
You're eating the wrong stuff. Maybe.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
My hell is trying to put skinny jeans on over boxers on a really muggy day.
Do you wear skinny jeans?
Why do you wear boxers?
So many questions.
Too many.
No, answer them both.
Any kind of tight jeans.
How old are you?
35.
You don't need tight jeans anymore.
Tapered jeans.
Tapered jeans?
Boot cut?
Tapered jeans.
Get some tidy whities.
Yeah, why are you still wearing boxers like a high school
boxers
kid?
Boxers are not a turn on. Boxers are weird.
Boxers are hideous. Get boxer briefs.
Yeah, if you're going to do anything, get some boxer briefs, bro.
I think boxer briefs are like the ugliest underwear for men ever made.
Mm-mm, that's what Andy wears.
Boxers are embarrassing.
Yeah, boxers is like what I remember, you know, when you get a dude naked for the first time and he's like 14 or 15, he has boxers on, like little plaid, ugly boxers. Ew.
Tidy-whities are like synonymous with being young.
No.
They're synonymous with being
like
hot.
An older man.
Yeah, like a hot older man with a good butt.
I don't think many men have good butts.
I've seen many a good butt.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't. They're all like flat and hairy and weird.
They're hairy, but they could still be good.
A man's butt doesn't do it for me.
A good butt. Mm-mm. I mean, I'm not into a man's butt,
but I'm not an ass man for men.
What? A man with a... Well, then maybe you just haven't seen the right butt.
Maybe.
Maybe you gotta keep looking till you find that right ass.
I have a new plan.
What's your new plan?
I didn't tell you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I'm gonna start dating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find me a boyfriend who lives in Jersey City to make my commute easier.
It'll be your Airbnb.
Yep.
I told Therese, and she loved it. All right, boxers, you need to change up your wardrobe, bro.
Seriously, dude.
I do what I want to do.
I can get behind that, though.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Sassed us.
Me? No.
Shocking.
Hey, that's
you,
me.
You sound nice.
Thank you, Michelle.
Do you have a job?
All right.
No, we're not done with you.
Later. Yeah,
no,
come back.
No.
Come back. Where are you going? Where are
you
going?
Do you have a job?
Do I? Yes.
What's your job?
I have a nice job. I have a desk and a phone and health benefits and sick days.
And your own apartment?
Find my own.
Like you live in it alone.
No roommates.
No comment.
Okay.
Some people like having roommates. It's so weird to me.
What's your name, buddy?
Nicholas. Nicholas from Montclair. How you guys?
Hi, Nicholas.
Hi, Nicholas.
Hey.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
He didn't sound like he was going to have a good one.
He sounded bummed that we made fun of him. Should we apologize?
Yeah.
Now that we're normal?
I mean, I'm normal.
I was always normal. I'm not that weird.
I guess that's true.
I'm the most normal person in this radio station.
That is absolutely untrue.
Who's more normal than me?
There's more normal people than you, for
Joe?
Sure. No. I think no one here is normal. Let me try and think of someone.
Okay, let me know. Do you think he was mad? We're sorry.
Sorry, Nicholas.
Nicholas, we apologize.
I like you. I'm glad you have your own cubicle.
We love your boxers.
Skinny jeans are all the rage. I feel
bad. We made him feel bad about his underwear. We are awful people.
No, we're not. He'll just go play with his cat and eat some Cheerios. He'll be fine.
How do you know he's a cat? Ooh, I love Cheerios.
Dry or wet?
Dry.
Wet.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Mr. Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, Ted. What's up, dude?
Hey, Frangry, wasn't it that what was in the journal wasn't it that it said that you were down to earth?
Was it down to earth?
I think it was.
Ted remembers.
Wait,
everything.
No, you're right. It was down to earth, fun, and outgoing.
Yeah, it wasn't cool.
No, it wasn't cool. Was it down to earth, fun, and outgoing? Am I making up outgoing?
I love it that he knows that it was down to earth.
He knows everything. Yeah, it was down to earth.
That's right, it was.
What does that even mean?
It's not true.
Hey, what? I don't even know what it means. I can't even get offended. What does it even mean? What does down to earth mean?
It means that you're really
It means
boring.
You're, like, normal and, like, from the Midwest. And you don't care about superficial things.
But that is not true. I'm not down to earth.
No, that's why I said you weren't down to earth.
But I don't think that's what it means.
Look it up. Wikipedia it. Webster's.
With no illusions or pretensions, practical and realistic.
You're more down to earth than you are nice, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate.
But Frangry is actually pretty nice.
Say
we
that,
should do a show.
Say that again, Ted.
Well, I mean... You're not... forget it.
I just pretend to be mean.
Exactly. You're not who you pretend to be.
Yeah, I know that.
All right.
I am.
Michelle!
What?
You aren't either.
I'm just kidding. It's theater.
Yeah, it's a radio, Ted.
He He knows.
I'm not kidding. Insane.
Thanks again for the ribs during the marathon and everything
else.
I
wish
you
I had some right now.
I don't want to brag about it.
Yeah, you're
all,
very
but,
sweet, Ted. Thank you for being part of our weirdo family.
No problem.
I want you to know everyone here really enjoys your company.
What was that?
Everyone here enjoys your company.
Oh, okay. Well,
the hoof and mouth was so fun, right?
Yes, it was.
Until Michelle broke the freaking amp.
It's not my fault that I need to express myself.
Through the art of
many things.
Double mics. All right, Ted, what's your own personal hell?
It was just the power of her voice and her conviction.
Yes, it was the power of her voice.
And my conviction.
Oh, yeah,
Ted.
And your conviction. All right, what's your personal hell?
I guess, you know, in a way, you could say it's that I remember all these, like, annoying details of, you know, things that people say. But for me personally, it's going to the bank. I hate going to the bank. There's always, like, people doing all kinds of stupid things, you know, like, problems with their checking and this and that and stuff. And all I want to do is make a damn deposit and get out of there.
Who goes to the bank?
I don't remember the last time I was at a bank.
I have not been to a bank.
I mean, I go. No, don't go that often. But when I do, it's like,
why don't you use the ATM?
Yeah, why do you go to the bank? What the hell were you doing at a bank?
You don't even have to go to a bank anymore.
You do if you have to, if you're going to deposit cash.
Oh, because he's a flipper. He's an eBay flipper.
No, I mean, just sometimes I have cash on hand. And, you know,
no,
I want to get rid of it.
Why do you have cash?
Yeah, why do you have so much cash?
Selling those socks. He's selling those socks.
He sells socks?
Yeah.
These socks is my favorite item of clothing.
Oh, I'll give you a pair.
I have two pairs from Ted.
How come I don't have any?
It's weird because you love socks and
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, what the hell, Ted? You always act like you don't know what to get me for a present.
Well, because Michelle said that she had sweaty feet.
Michelle doesn't even like socks. Remember a couple weeks ago she made fun of me and told me that she was at home one night and she thought I was gross because I wear socks. She sits at home thinking about how I'm gross.
It's true.
What size are your
feet? Eight.
Eight women's?
Mm-hmm.
Eight women's?
No, eight men's. Why would I give you the men's size?
Because you didn't want to say you were a size 10 women.
I'm not. I'm an eight women's.
Okay, all right.
He was trying to turn me into someone who liked wool socks, so that's why he...
Did it work?
They're wicking. No, I'm wearing socks right now. I hate them.
Are your feet sweaty and wet?
I don't... Yeah, they are.
Are they like a swamp?
I don't like them. It's like swamp ass, but in my feet.
Swamp ass is the worst.
Swamp ass sucks.
God. Can you imagine having testicles?
Dudes with boxers have really bad swamp ass, right?
Wait, why?
Because it's like...
No.
I think if you have swamp ass, you have it no matter what kind of underwear you're wearing.
Yeah.
And, swamp ass is so gross.
Boxers, like I said in the comments, you're freedom of Jake.
The what?
Let's not talk about this anymore. I'm kid friendly.
You are not kid friendly.
What if Lula's listening?
She probably knows what boxers are.
No.
We are not changing our show.
I thought about it today when I was like, maybe we should do the fairy tale one in case Lula's listening.
Next time.
Because I'm obsessed with her.
Hey, to finish the next story, the last time I was in the bank, the crazy lady that was in the line in front of me hit my car in the parking lot.
Like, on purpose?
What'd you do about it? What?
What'd you do about it?
No, I mean, like, it's like, you know, it took forever to tell her, right? And since I'm just in there to make a deposit, I was in and out. So when I started walking out the bank, she was pulling out of her parking spot, and she cuts the wheel and she's up against the side of my car.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Oh,
it's still weird that you go to a bank, buddy.
Yeah, you need to get an app.
Yeah, get the app.
Get the app.
Well,
okay. Hide your cash under your mattress like
that's
a normal
what smart
person.
People do.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look into that.
All right, have a good one, Ted.
All right, have a good one. I love the marathon.
Thank
what?
You.
What
we love you. He said he loved the marathon.
Oh, yeah. Super fun. Thanks for everything, Ted.
All right. Bye.
Bye. 201-209-9368. What's your own personal hell? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. I keep looking at the clock, and it's not correct.
Do you think I should do something about it?
Yeah, we should fix it.
I don't think it's fixable. I think it's just broken, so I think I'm going to take it down.
Or we need a new one.
Should I buy us a new clock?
No, we probably can probably fix it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. Did you guys receive a birthday present this week?
Michelle?
No.
Oh, no, you should see the face she just gave me. She was, I've never seen her so excited and happy.
What was it? What?
No, don't tell her what it is.
Well, tell me, like, what size. Well,
it's you each get one.
What size is it?
I sent it about a week ago, but I thought you would have had it by now.
No, we didn't.
Did you
get
send
any?
It to the P.O. box or the street address?
The P.O. box.
That's why.
That takes a minute.
Okay. Maybe next week then. But it's for both. It's, you get the same thing because you'll understand when you get
ooh,
it.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Who is this sending gifts?
James is my name.
Thank you, James.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
We love gifts.
I know, that's why I sent it. You always say we accept gifts, so. I hope you like it. It's trying to be original with it.
Ooh, wow. I can't wait. I'm very excited.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, dude.
Do you have your own personal version of hell?
No, I don't. I was just going to check on that.
Oh, so. Thank you. Okay, have a good one.
I'll keep my eyes peeled for it. I'm going to open it and take them and say we never got them.
Michelle, that is not nice.
I'm just kidding.
Are you going to say I am not the nice one?
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, all right. So my personal hell, I just got this new car. It's got no aux and it's got no Bluetooth. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm stuck with 104.3, 101.1, you know that.
And 91.1. Mm-hmm.
But now I'm listening to you guys, and you guys are ripping on Nicholas. Poor old Nicholas, for wearing skinnies. Oh, my God, that just made my day. It totally just made my day.
So this is your own... apologize. This we is, apologize this to is, Nicholas.
This is your own personal heaven, then.
It was. I was in hell.
You now, were in now, hell, and we have made it your heaven.
Day, really.
Yes.
God, poor Nicholas. I feel bad.
He'll be okay.
I don't know. Maybe he's going to, like, never wear his favorite jeans again because of us.
No. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would be that influenced
by
other
people.
Look,
man, we don't know what he looks like. He could be rocking those jeans.
I mean, I think he was more upset that we were being mean about the boxers.
I think
boxers. That's middle school.
Thank you. That's what we were trying to tell Nicholas.
What do you wear, buddy?
Boxer briefs.
That's right, because you a man.
I don't know how you can wear anything else.
I like briefs, not boxer briefs, personally.
I could see how briefs are like an acquired taste.
They're so cute.
When you become a dad, you can wear briefs.
My dad used to walk around our house in his briefs,
so
and my
mine.
Mom would get so mad. My
At
mom
least
would
he didn't
get
walk
pissed.
Around naked.
What dad walks around naked? Oh, Ken. Ken, ew, Ken. Ugh. God.
Good God.
All right, I'm about to get on
all
the
right. All right, but wait, listen. You're a fan now. 6 p.m. Friday is 91.1. You'll be here with us next week?
I'm an official fan.
Yes. All right. Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the fold, my friend.
All right, bye.
Have a good one.
Your life will never be the same. He was careful. He said he was about to get on the highway.
I liked
or he's
him.
A liar.
No, I liked him. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Trying to figure out whether I'm having a bad day or not.
Let us know. Give us some more details. We'll let you know.
All right.
You gotta talk a little faster. Oh, dear
God. Yeah.
Oh, dear God. You gotta talk faster, buddy. Spit it out now. Come on.
All right. Sorry.
This is so painful.
I feel like we have to be nice.
What are you doing? Come on, spit it out, buddy. You got 1 minute.
I got to get it out. I got to just say, I'm really moody anyway, but today I'm having a really bad day.
Me too.
You're very moody today?
He's always moody, but today is especially bad.
Yeah, most of the time.
Is there a reason? Not today?
Yeah. I have a real psychotic mother. No, bad mother. I don't want to talk about it. She's nice,
so
but not nice at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Like a really psycho mother.
Yeah. We can imagine.
Borderline. Well, maybe tomorrow will be a better day. Maybe you should just turn in and watch a rom-com and get some popcorn.
Like which rom-com?
I think if you want to feel better about your moods, you should watch Silver Linings Playbook.
What? No.
Yes.
No, you should watch something really dumb, like How to Lose a Man in 10 Days or something.
Right.
Yeah, like really dumb.
No, Silver Linings Playbook is good for people who are depressed.
It is?
Yes, because there's dancing
mm-hmm.
and depression.
Yeah, but when you're depressed, you don't want to see depression.
You want to see people work through their depression, and they work through their depression by winning a contest.
It's all your favorite things. Depression, dancing, and winning.
Yeah.
I now see why that's your favorite movie.
And Jennifer Lawrence, and she's kind of a slut in the beginning.
But that other guy sucks.
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, I don't like that dude.
I like him now.
I don't like that dude.
I know.
Well, I just need to get that on my chest. And
okay.
You guys know me, so
I'll well, I hope you feel better, and we support you, and we hope that you take the night to take some time for yourself and watch a bad movie. That always makes me feel better.
You should get some bath bombs and take a bath.
I just learned what a bath bomb was today.
Lula told me about bath bombs. She
is that like
them.
A thing people do?
I think so. She was like, let me tell you about my
Someone
bombs.
Told me there's glitter and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes there's toys.
Who told you? Shruti's daughter?
No, today at work. Someone was talking about it. I was like, what is that? And everyone looked at me horrified.
I just pretended to know what it was. When she was telling me about it.
No, I was... And everyone was mad at me when I said I didn't know what it was. Maybe you should get a bath bomb.
Yeah, dude, get a bath bomb.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
I'm going to get a bath bomb.
I'm
let me know how
like
it goes.
That.
Okay. All right. Well, we hope you feel better. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank
Have a
you.
Good one, buddy.
Bye.
Jolly Rodget? I don't know how to say that. On the comments board says, Neil Young is good for depression.
Neil Young makes you wallow a little bit, though. So if you want to wallow, I would agree. If you want to overcome, then I don't know if that's
People
true.
Really like that movie.
Silver Linings Playbook?
Yeah, I like... I'm not saying I don't like it.
It's so embarrassing that I love it.
I just think it's funny that it's your, like, favorite movie. Is that your favorite movie?
No, absolutely not.
What's your favorite movie?
I have two.
Have we ever done that topic?
No, we should next week.
Oh, my
week.
God, we
Let's
should.
Do it next week.
That's our topic next week, so everyone get ready.
Want me to know mine?
Don't tell me.
But I want to tell you.
Tell me next week.
I can't not tell
God
you.
God damn it. Okay, fine.
Can I say it again next week?
Yes.
Actually, we'll just wait till next week.
Well, now I really want to know.
I'll
save
it.
Tell me right now.
I'll save it.
I'm going to pull your hair.
No, you're not.
Stop twirling your hair.
No.
What are you doing?
Twirling my hair.
My mom gets so mad at me when I do that. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm
my
like,
mom
I
gets
don't
mad
know.
At me when I touch my mouth. She doesn't like when I touch my mouth too much.
Andy, like, bit his lip and, like, ripped the whole top layer off. And I was just like...
I do that every day.
So gross.
Ooh, what's your favorite movie?
Yeah, but it has to be your favorite.
I know.
Like, the one you've seen 100 times.
I know mine.
Oh, my God, what?
I have two.
Please tell me.
I'll save it for next week.
I have two.
I could say the words to these movies.
I have two. Yeah. What? I'm going to watch one tonight.
What are yours?
Well, if you're not telling, I'm not telling. You say one and I'll say one and then we'll save one for next week. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. Who goes first?
I'll go first.
Okay, go.
Fight Club.
Okay, my turn.
Okay.
Hustle and Flow.
I've never seen it.
It's so good.
I only like the first half of Fight Club, though.
Before the weird lady comes in?
What weird lady? No, she comes in the beginning.
Oh.
Before they make that whole colony and they start doing the mischiefs.
Oh.
I like when he says, a refrigerator full of condiments and no food.
It's my life.
It's so depressing.
Should we take a call? Wait, what time is it? I keep looking up there and thinking we have half an hour. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girl.
Hi, Rooster.
Hi, Rooster. We just talked to Scott.
Oh, good. Hi, Scott. I'm glad you're listening.
Oh, cute.
He's doing good. He's eating a lot of pizza.
And ice cream.
And he made a friend at work.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thanks for the update.
Anytime.
You're welcome.
How are you girls doing? Did you enjoy your marathon? Your
yes.
We had a nice time.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, we had a nice time. It was really fun. Bowling into Ken's testicles. That was the highlight.
goodness gracious.
Right, Michelle?
I feel like I was scared he was going to get hurt, and then I was upset at the same time that he wasn't getting hurt enough.
Yeah,
so it was like a mixed bag.
Yeah,
I was
agreed.
I hope nothing happens, and then I was like, why the hell isn't he getting hurt?
Yeah, we didn't even get him once, I don't think.
I tried to do the...
The side thing?
Up on the leg and then into the
so
nuts.
So it rolls right on in?
Yeah. Like over.
Yeah.
But he was scared, so I guess that's a bonus.
Yeah. I think the fear in his eyes was the best part.
You know, he's actually he's the most not afraid person I've ever met, so to see him afraid was interesting.
That was fun.
Because I've never seen him scared.
I loved it.
I don't know if I want to see it. It's like seeing your dad scared or like your dad cry. Like
I
loved
it.
No one wants to see that. No.
So what's up, Rooster? What's your own personal hell?
Well, that's easy for me. My personal hell is my inability to breathe.
Oh, Rooster.
So sad, Rooster.
Well, there you go. You don't want me to lie to you, do you?
No, we don't. We like the truth here. We're sorry.
But there was another question floating. It was about what's a sign you're in hell?
Yeah, same thing.
Well, a sure sign that you're in hell, I believe, you can't find one person who agrees with you on anything.
That's intense. That does sound terrible.
That makes me want to cry.
Yeah, that's really upsetting for some reason.
Rooster, you're on the list.
Rooster, that's heavy as hell.
Oh, my God, I want to cry.
This is really...
Well, bless you, girl.
Wow, Rooster. That's intense, man.
Rooster, you're on the list. Listen, in the next 10 minutes, you might win a free T-shirt.
Well, hey. Make it a double extra large.
We have one of those.
Oh.
I like your laugh, Rooster.
Yeah.
All right, listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Okay.
Have a good one.
I'm going to get those shirts made in XXXL. Like Joker's
Nobody
wild.
Asks for those.
Just six of them.
Okay.
You're going to want one, trust me.
No, I'm not.
Trust me.
A giant, massive blanket shirt that says, sucks to be you?
It's going
to
be like Joker's wild.
Nothing is like Joker's wild. You know what makes Joker's wild good is that it's so old and like thin and translucent.
Washing. I love Joker's Wild, baby.
Oh my God, I will never forget that night. Those laughs we had.
Those are some laughs.
You looked like a vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But only in that one picture.
Yeah, oh my God, it was hilarious. Man, remember the next time when Daisy told us, what was it?
I need to get some sleep, guys.
I need to get some sleep. Damn, she shut us down. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, my own personal hell is when I'm, like, really in a bad mood, and then something bad happened to my girlfriend, which always seems to do. I'm in a bad mood, and it's worse, and I just have to be nice to her for the whole duration.
Your hell is having to be nice to your girlfriend? Get the hell out of here. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my personal hell?
Yes.
Is the day-to-day routine. Day-to-day routine.
The commute, the job.
Oof, the going home.
Well, it's the same.
What are you having for lunch? Oh, let me have the same thing I had yesterday.
That does sound depressing.
You get dressed, you put your socks on, you brush your teeth.
F it, man. Blow up your life, dude.
I've been around for over 70 years. It's been the same crap since the day before.
Aren't you retired yet?
Retired?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am retired.
Well, that's good.
Well, that
I know what mine is now.
That helps. That helps a lot. But still, the boredom of the day-to-day routine can really get you down.
I'm sorry, bud. That does sound rough.
That's why I'm an artist.
I'm an artist, too.
Got to have an escape.
You should swim in open waters more often. It'll make you feel better.
Oh, I love swimming.
Swimming in open waters.
That's good advice, Michelle.
Thanks.
I need open water?
Yeah, you need to cry. Swim. You need to cry in an ocean.
Yeah.
Well,
it out.
What if I cry in my beer?
No.
Not
that's a bad idea.
Really bad idea.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
This guy sounds like someone who has cable.
Take care. Bye bye.
I know what mine is now.
Oh, what?
Mine is like being drunk or stoned or somewhat inebriated and having to like get up and wash your face and brush your teeth on an endless loop.
Oh, that's not good. I think it's really, I think actually a living hell is when you're high and you don't want to be.
Oh, my God. That happened to me the other
like
day.
Like, you just ate mushrooms, and then you're like, I don't want to be on mushrooms right now. And then you're on mushrooms for, like, 6 hours, and you don't want to be on drugs.
That sounds awful.
Doesn't that sound horrible?
I would rip my hair out.
Like, if you were super stoned, and you're like, all I want to do is not be stoned right now, and all you can think about is how you're stoned and how you don't want to be. That sucks. That's so scary.
I don't feel good now.
Me neither. I'm going to go home and smoke some grass.
Me too. What time is it?
56 after the hour, or four of.
Okay, couple more. Hi, you're on the radio. You have a minute.
Hello, yes. My personal hell shows up every now and then when I get the opportunity to talk to somebody that I've been wanting to talk to for a while, especially if it's a woman I'd like to get to know. And some third person comes over and puts themselves in the conversation.
Oh, the third wheel.
He's dropping.
That's funny.
Does that happen to you a lot?
No, not too often, but, you know, every now and then, every couple of years that happened, and always a Butinsky, you know?
The what?
All these people, a person who butts in, a Butinsky.
A Butinsky?
No, wouldn't it be a Butinsky, not a Putinsky?
Whatever.
Yeah, dude, it's a Butinsky.
Because they butt in. Why, why would it be? He goes, hey, whatever.
All right, have a good one, Butinsky.
Whatever.
I have a text entry.
What?
Ashley says her personal hell is a room full of people chewing gum.
She'd hate Andy Breckman.
Yes, she would.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, baby.
Isabel.
Hi, Isabel.
One more. Hi, you're on the radio.
My personal hell is having an argument via text message.
Oh! Good one. Good one, dude.
What a nightmare.
Oh, it's the worst. You feel so misunderstood.
So misunderstood. Oh! But also so angry.
Oh,
never worked out. Never.
Yeah, so angry. And you're sitting there waiting for the response. And you're like pissed off.
Spitting them out. Right back at you.
And the little three dots.
Oh,
oh my God, it's infuriating.
I'm so mad right now.
I got in one of those this week. Oh, man.
With who?
With a coworker.
OMG.
I mean, we made up, but it was awful.
Back and forth.
Oh, man, what's your name?
It's Ian.
All right, Ian, you won the T-shirt.
Damn, Ian. Yes. Where the hell were you all marathon?
Yeah, what?
Oh, I was on tour.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay, fine.
I'm cool, guy.
I'm young and hot and on tour.
I'm in a band, and I'm young and hot, and I'm going to go on tour and snub your marathon.
How many ladies did you sleep with on tour?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Thank you.
I don't get
it. Just give us a ballpark.
That means three.
Like five?
Three?
More?
More than
you
three?
You slut.
I'm
10?
Not
ten?
Less than 10.
I'll just...
Double digits?
Yeah, let's go with like less than 10.
That means 10. Oh my God!
No, I think he's lying. I think it's three.
I love him.
Is it three?
It's not three, girl. He was giggling and said less than 10. That means like 11.
He's leaving babies all over town.
Ew! Ian, you won the T-shirt. You know what to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye. All right. Well, that was something.
Fun.
That was something.
Yay!
All right. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County. Oh, a new thing.
What?
You made it just illegal. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
You're crumpling the paper.
It's our new theme song. We'll be right back.
Look at this. The angle's all wrong.
You know all the angles better than anybody.
What's the angle?
Better than anybody.
You're not with my ankles!
What does that mean to us?
She's never gonna say that I wasn't right there. She's gonna say he was right by my side. Everything right there. My lady losing her hair. I go to sit with her to sit in that uncomfortable chair.
Got it.
Holding her hand right beside me. They bring the chemo out and hook into the IV. The doctor like a dealer way pumping them drugs. Hard to watch like this. I give a f*** if you thug. I give a f*** if you seen it all. You ain't seen this. When the mother of your firstborn son a clench your fist from the pain, from the poison that they pump in the vein. Trying to circulate a system, trying to say she ain't sane, but she is. She's just going through the motions of it. And it's a feeling that I can't counterfeit. It's making me sick. sick. I better watch what I complain about. I better make myself a good day. Ain't promise that we stay around. I look my eyes in the sun. I mean my son in the eyes and ask what the fuck I done to ever feel so alive. We alive. Survive. We alive. We alive. I have my first son, Enzo Taylor Peretta, on December 24th, 2015. His mother was trying to breastfeed him, and she found something when he was trying to do that. It turns out she had stage 3C cancer. And he saved her life, man. He really did. So you a blessing, my G. Love you. Say mommy.
Mommy.
Can you say squirrel?
Squirrel.
I love you, Enzo.
Yes, real life thing I'm going through is just not religious, but weird things have been happening. So just trying to hold on and one day at a time, because we're still in that fight right now. I wish everything was perfect. Yeah, we're still fighting. So that song is bothering me a little bit, because I wrote it at a time of her 2-year remission. And now we're dealing with it again.